Those six historic words. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On August 9th, 1974, when Gerald Ford stood up in the East Room as the new president and said, "Our long national nightmare is over," it was no exaggeration. We'd gone from Vietnam to Watergate, one bad dream after another. The first thing Ford had to do in the Oval Office was remove Richard Nixon's hidden microphones from the desk. President Nixon's casual attitude towards stuff like, laws, had Americans demanding regime change even though the next election was more than 2 years away. And Gerald Ford was the anti-Nixon, sort of like Jimmy Stewart with shoulders. He came across as honest, bordering on naive, and everybody liked him because he didn't play revenge politics. As Republican leader in the House, it was his job to get votes, but he wouldn't threaten people to get them. You could say he was a uniter, not a divider. And that's why, the month after he took office, he pardoned Richard Nixon, said the nation needed healing, not a trial. And just like that, the honeymoon was over. He was accused of cutting a deal, the Oval Office, in exchange for a guaranteed pardon. He went to Capitol Hill personally to deny it, but it stuck to him. Plus, he had a tendency to stumble in public. And when Saturday Night Live premiered the following year and Chevy Chase portrayed him tripping over his dog Liberty in the Oval Office, it didn't help. Eventually, his critics came around, but not in time for the 76 election. "The Constitution works," he said in that famous speech. "Our great republic is a government of laws, not of men." And now that we live in a 24/7 media culture where we know just about everything about every politician, let's just hope Gerald Ford was right. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.